Good morning. My name is Bill Dodd, the Chairman of the Senate Committee on Governmental Organizations. Today, we'll be holding information hearings on the following three amended compacts: the Creighton Rancheria, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians, and the United Auburn Indian Community. These amended compacts were all executed on August 18, 2017, between the governor and all the aforementioned tribes. For those of you unfamiliar with the state's procedure relative to compacts, the established policy provides for an informational hearing relative to the essence of the compact to be followed by a vote taken of all the members on the Senate floor. No vote will be taken here today. To expedite the process, I would like to have all the witnesses for each specific compact come to the table at the same time. We will be going in alphabetical order, beginning with Creighton Rancheria, followed by San Manuel, and finally, United Auburn. Very political, right? Mm-hmm. Let me thank all the witnesses in advance for coming here today. After we take testimony from the individuals listed on the agenda, there will be an opportunity for the public to comment. If those witnesses listed on the agenda for the Creighton Compact could please come up, we will begin their hearing. Good morning, Mr. Dillon.
Good morning, Chairman. How are you, sir?
Just fine, thank you. Good to see you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk with you about this compact in particular. I should point out first that Creighton has a 2012 compact. Through that compact, they're one of the largest contributors to the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund, Tribal Nation Grant Fund. They also contribute a significant amount through the Creighton Mitigation Fund to the city of Rohnert Park and Sonoma County. So they're a tribe that's been successful, and they're sharing that success with others, and we appreciate that. They came to us and asked for two very technical amendments, and that's what we have before us today. It essentially, both of them put this tribe in the same position as other tribes. First, with regard to workers' compensation, there's a provision that essentially allows the tribe to establish an independent but substantially similar system to the state fund. That's worked elsewhere. It saves the tribe some money but protects the interests of employees. That's part of this, half of this. The other provision essentially also puts the tribe in the same position with regard to the games that are authorized. And I'll try to do my best to explain what that does. The Constitution allows us to negotiate and the legislature to ratify compacts that provide for specific games that aren't otherwise legal within the state of California: slots, banked percentage card games, and lottery games. The penal code prohibits a long list of other things that are illegal throughout the state. It's not unusual for any business to try to find some sort of space within a market to offer new products or services to the patrons. That's happened here. So there are games in a range of casinos that have, from one perspective, the essential elements are very similar to games like roulette, but from another perspective, are games where the outcome is determined by a card. So from one perspective, it's an authorized banked card game. From another perspective, it's a prohibited game of roulette. It's on my list of things to do soon. As we've worked through our negotiations, we've made clear that at some point we would like to provide some clarity through probably some judicial resolution where the courts tell us whether it's one or the other, whether it's roulette or a card game, and then everybody can follow the same rules. But by putting this tribe on the same footing, if we do or when we do get that outcome, they'll be able to follow it with the same clarity as others. So those are the two issues. Happy to answer any questions.
Any members with any questions? On the worker compensation amendment, is there a reason why this was not included in the 2012 compact?
No, sir, I can't answer that. I mean, we've used this same language in all of our recent compacts.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Okay, Mr. Pfeffer?
First, Chairman Dodd, I'd like to thank you and the committee for considering Creighton's request and
hopefully will approve the contract. I bring regrets from Chairman Saris. He's teaching today at Sonoma State. It's his regular day, and he's very dedicated to his day job. Anyhow, I think Mr. Dillon has more than adequately explained the changes, and again, thank you for your consideration on this.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Gribben?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members. My name is Jack Gribben. I represent Unite here. We have over 300,000 members in the hotel and casino industry. 7,000 of those members are in the tribal casino industry in California, and around 900 of them are actually members and workers at the Graton Rancheria. We've developed a very, very close relationship with the tribe, with Chairman Saris. I'm actually sorry he's not here as well. I haven't seen him in a while. I had a number of meetings with the tribal council over the years about issues of mutual interest, separate and apart from our collective bargaining relationship. Having said all that, Mr. Dillon just said that the tribe has been sharing, you know, with the local community. That is an understatement as it relates to our collective bargaining agreement. The tribe has matched our standard in the Class A hotels in San Francisco, in that casino up in Rona Park. It is the best job in the hospitality industry north of San Francisco, actually even including San Francisco at this point. So we are very, very proud to support this compact and to do whatever we can possibly do to be helpful to the tribe. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Gribben. Okay, at this time, I'm calling for a public comment. Any members of the public wishing to comment? Seeing none, that concludes the particular business today. I want to thank you for being here to testify. And you know, maybe Chairman Saris was smart not coming up here for like 5 minutes and traveling 3 hours. But send him our best wishes, please.
I certainly will.
Thank you very much. Okay, right now we will call up the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians, and we'll move forward on this compact amendment. Morning, members. Mr. Dillon.
Thank you, Chairman, Senators. Thank you for the opportunity to talk with you about this very technical amendment to the 2016 San Manuel Tribal State Gaming Compact. The 2016 compact provides that the tribe contributes $19 million to the RSTF TNGF. They are the largest contributor to those really important funds. The tribe also contributes through that compact $29 million to a fund that provides mutually beneficial investments in their local community. And then we've been working through those programs, and it's going exceptionally well. The definition of gaming facility in that compact and in most of our compacts is actually broader than you'll see in a lot of other state compacts, but it serves the state's interest, I think, in ensuring that patrons are protected, or it reflects the policy that to the extent that there is a footprint that includes things like parking lots, that those are considered as part of environmental mitigation. And the tribe embraces the idea of protecting patrons or evaluating impacts. But it's that definition that includes parking lots that caused us to look at an issue that's sort of been out there for a little while, unbeknownst to us. Back in the early 2000s, the tribe put in some applications for land to be put into trust. And those applications were approved by the BIA sequentially, and the tribe's been using that land, at least part of this, for a parking lot for gaming employees since probably 2004. So certainly it's something that we, if we had any concerns about, could have raised. We didn't. Once we became aware of this as we went through this negotiations, we felt that it was responsible for us to try to deal with it in the right way. So The issue of whether land is eligible for gaming is a federal issue. I reached out to the feds. They understood our concerns, but felt that they had worked through this issue in the past, and so they gave us kind of a yellow light, not red, not green, but they were working on it, they said, and they're still working on it. We're kind of waiting for them to resolve it. So rather than continue to wait, we felt that this was the right way to move forward to provide some clarity. And so the practical effect of this amendment is that it allows the tribe to continue to do what it's been doing since 2004, which is to use that land for gaming-related purposes, things that fall within the scope of the definition of gaming facility, with the exception of actual gaming activities themselves. If and when the feds do come out and say the land isn't actually eligible for gaming, then clearly the tribe can do whatever it wishes to do within the scope of that definition of gaming facility. So that's why we're here, and thank you for your consideration.
Great. Any questions? Before we go to the chairwoman, I do want to just note that Vice Chair Barry Hill is here, and Senators Bradford, Mendoza, Portantino, Hueso, and Vidak, and Gaines. Thank you all for being here this morning. Now, at this time, Chairwoman Valbuena, thank you very much for being here.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning, everyone, Mr. Chairman and honorable committee members. It's so nice to be here and have this opportunity. And Joe, he said it all. He did a great job. Thank you. Very, very informative. So that's going to be very helpful. And then I'll just add a few things to that. So my name is Lynn Valbuena, and I'm chairwoman of the San Miguel Band of Mission Indians in Highland, San Bernardino area. And thank you for holding this hearing on our bill today, for Bill AB 1378, and a bill to ratify a technical amendment to our 2016 Gaming Compact. So we had the privilege of working closely with Governor Brown's staff on this important item, and we planned, and we thank them for their leadership. Again, thank you, Joe, on this important compact amendment. We know it's been a long process. San Miguel continues to enjoy strong intergovernmental relationships with all the local jurisdictions around our area. Some of you that may have not visited San Miguel before, you go literally through a neighborhood and community before you get to the reservation, and we have a middle school on one side of the casino and an elementary school on the other, so of course we had to build those relationships with our community, and we're always doing that to embrace and reinforce our relationships with our neighbors. Also, we currently employ now more than 4,000 employees, and at our tribal government organization and at our tribal gaming facility, approximately 75% of our employees are from San Bernardino County. And not only that, 98% are non-Indian people from our local communities, our vendors that we've been with for 30 years, because we celebrated 30 years last year, have always told us from back in the day when we started with bingo, if it was not for San Miguel, we would be out of business. We wouldn't be here. So we still use some of those vendors from way back in the day, and they've grown their business, and they're still there in our area. San Miguel is proud of our nonprofit partners in the Inland Empire as well, and beyond, those who work tirelessly to address social, health, education, economic, and other challenges there in our communities. We have great MOUs with our county sheriff's department and city PD and the DA's office as well. So from 2007 through 2016, the tribe has granted more than $140 million over the past 15 years to qualified nonprofit organizations and community organizations who perform wonderful things that they do in the community for those that are in need. And it makes a positive difference in the community that they serve. So we are happy to partner with the state in making Indian gaming work well to benefit all Californians, just as the tribes promised during Prop 5 and Prop 1A back in the day in the 90s. We were here doing this back then. So San Miguel and the state are submitting for legislative approval a minor technical amendment to our gaming compact that was entered into last summer in 2016. So as with all agreements, contract amendments are sometimes needed. And in this case, the proposed amendment seeks clarification that particularly trust lands can be used to support gaming operations. This narrowly focused amendment to our gaming compact resolves any ambiguity. I always have a problem with that word. Regarding the use of certain trust lands on supporting operations here and with the governor's full support, we appreciate your full support as well. Thank you again for supporting our efforts, and we look forward to our continued relationship with the state of California.
Thank you, Chairwoman Valbuena.
Thank you.
Appreciate your comments. Mr. Gribben, long time no see.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and members, Jack Gribben again with Unite here. And not in this this small negotiation, but in a larger negotiation a year or two ago, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians agreed to a new tribal labor relations ordinance, which provides for freedom of expression and freedom of association for workers, you know, within the bargaining units in casinos, the commercial and the tribal casino industries. Currently, there's an attack, actually, in Washington, D.C., that tries to undermine the right of freedom of expression and freedom of association on federal lands. And the fact that the state of California and Indian country in California has come together to ensure that, notwithstanding whatever happens in Washington, that workers in California on tribal lands will have the right to those very, very basic civil rights in our country. So we endorse the tribes' compact and their amendments, and we wish them the best.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Mr. Gribben. At this time, we're taking public comment on the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians compact amendments.
Thank you, Chairman, members of the committee. Frank Molina on behalf of the San Ynez Band of Shumash Indians in strong support. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairman. Carlos Valdez on behalf of the 32 tribes of the California Nation's Indian Gaming in strong support of this technical amendment, and also as a former employee of San Manuel in support.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, that concludes the business for here. Madam Chairwoman, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, I'm sorry. Senator Bradford?
Anybody else? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just curious of the ambiguities that happen here in this compact. Are we concerned that those same similar ambiguities might be in other compacts that have been recently negotiated?
I think that's a good question, Mr. Dillon.
I don't think the ambiguity relates to the compact language. I think the ambiguity here came from the specific way in which the Bureau of Indian Affairs placed a specific parcel into trust. And so the language of the compact is clear. It was just the application of it to this particular tribe. And again, I think, as the chairwoman explained, given the nature of the reservation, the fact that so much of it is beautiful but mountainous, each parcel is critical to this tribe. And so we were happy to work with them to provide that clarity, at least what we could within the scope of this compact.
Senator Gaines?
I just wanted to thank Lynn for all the wonderful things you've done. Thank you for the opportunity to celebrate your 30th anniversary last year, and the good things that you've done in the community. I was shocked at the millions of dollars that you've given to nonprofits within the community. And again, impressed with the number of individuals employed and what an economic driver that can be. So congratulations and thank you.
And of course, you've visited San Manuel, so you can see the hilltops and mountains. So actually, from the 210 freeway, if you look against the mountain, you will see our tribal government center, including our homes for our tribal members up on hilltops. And it's not always easy bringing the infrastructure and everything that you need to bring to level a hill to build homes. So it's a little different and unique there at San Manuel. And just invite anyone that would like to come and take a tour someday and see what our reservation looks like.
Great. Senator Berryhill.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for coming up here. Thank you. Just to echo Senator Gaines' comments. Everything that you do in the community is fantastic. I've been up there also. It's a beautiful facility, and this will be very easy supporting. So thanks for coming up today.
Thank you, Senator.
Any other comments from members? Seeing none, thank you very, very much. That concludes this part of our agenda today, and now I'll call up the United Auburn Indian Community for their amended tribal state gaming compact. certainly last but not least. Welcome. Mr. Dillon.
Thank you, Chairman. Senators, this compact concerns the United Auburn Indian community. We renegotiated a compact with them in 2015. It was the first of the large gaming tribes to renegotiate a compact with us, and we used essentially a recently negotiated 2004 compact as the model for this. And this approach where the tribe, rather than making the payments that were required under their 2004, making investments within the local community, increasing the amount that they provide to the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund and the Tribal Nation Grant Fund is the model that we've used for other compacts. All we're doing here is essentially bringing this compact into alignment with our more recently negotiated compacts, and also addressing some issues which weren't included within that last compact. So it's doing that's the purpose of this compact, and I'm happy to answer any questions with regard to what we're doing here.
Any questions for Mr. Dillon? Thank you, sir.
Yeah, well, I'll be quick. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today about the amendments to our gaming compact. I'm John L. Williams, Vice Chairman, United Auburn Indian Community. We have 328 members and provide a preschool, a K-8 school, foster homes, foster care homes, programs for tribal elders. And as you've heard from Mr. Dillon, our amendments will be directly beneficial to our local communities. And we have a great relationship with Placer County. And unions. We have long been a partner with Placer County and sharing mutual goals. Our compact also contributes to the Revenue Sharing Fund, the Tribal Nations Grant Fund, and the special fund that covers our regulatory costs. Thank you for your support.
Thank you, Vice Chair Williams. Appreciate you being here this morning. Sir?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Jack Duran, and I'm a Placer County Supervisor representing District 1. I'm here today testifying in strong support of this amended compact for the United Auburn Indian community. I have enjoyed a professional working relationship with the tribe for a long time. They're fantastic partners with the county and strong supporters of our communities. The amended compact provides the opportunity for the tribe to participate along with the county in addressing much needed infrastructure improvements. Along with their generosity throughout the region, we could not have a more dynamic and responsive partner. So I would hope that you would support this compact amendment. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Supervisor. Appreciate you being here this morning. Mr. Gribben?
Again, Jack Ribbon with Unite Here. We are very, very much in support of anything that the United Auburn Indian community would feel like they needed to move forward. This is one of our longest relationships in Indian country. I think we're on our third collective bargaining agreement. United Auburn has lifted all boats in Northern California in tribal casinos by setting a standard, and they are a model, in our view, of a very respectable, credible, good employer. So, yeah, let's get a unanimous vote out of the Senate for this.
Thank you very much. Any public comment, please come forward.
Good morning again. Carlos Valdez on behalf of the California Nations Indian Gaming Association and strong support. And I also, if I can go back to the first hearing, we're here walking a little bit late on the great and compact and also here in support.
Thank you.
Frank Molina on behalf of the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians and strong support, and also echo Mr. Valdez's comments in regard to great and strong support. Thank you.
Thank you. Good. Mr. Gaines?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. And wanted to thank Chairman Williams and Supervisor Duran for bringing this forward. I want to thank you for the great relationship that you have had with Placer County and the contribution you've made economically. And you're a great civic leader in the community, too, and give to lots of charities. And just appreciate everything you've done. So thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
You know, I did have one, Mr. Vice Chair, can you describe the thinking behind the local community fund and what uses that that may be used for? Or Mr. Dillon? Okay.
Oh, absolutely. So the idea is that the tribe would be authorized through that fund to make investments in a range of things, whether it's law enforcement, fire, other things that are important to the community and beneficial to the tribe as a part of the communities, schools, parks. So it provides that flexibility. The tribal government will make the decision on the specific investments, but there is a requirement under the compact to make those kinds of investments, and I think it totals $6 million, which is what the investment is here, or the change here.
Yeah, well, it sounds from like what Senator Gaines said, that they're already doing it in the community. This just gives the opportunity to do more of it. So thank you, Vice Chairman. I appreciate it very much. That would conclude the business before this particular compact, and we appreciate all of you being here this morning. That also concludes the business before this committee today, and this committee is now adjourned.